You know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This half hour is presented by Emerald Coast Coins, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Pensacola Expert Panel. Yay. On News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. My dear friend Stephanie Dodson is here from Emerald Coast Coins. We're getting waved at like fish in a fishbowl here at the studio.
They love us.
Oh my gosh, they totally love
they
us.
They totally do.
And you look so amazing and so colorful today.
Yes.
So how have things been? I haven't seen you in like a month.
I know, it feels like forever.
It's not okay. It's been 20 days. I actually have been counting. Wait.
What?
Before we go any further, yes. Hold on.
Okay.
Listen, we need to say happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Mama.
To Mom, Vicky. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mommy.
Yes. It was yesterday,
it
right?
Was, yes.
But we're still going to celebrate, and I didn't want to miss an opportunity to give her a shout out. She is aging so gracefully.
She is.
I just need to drink whatever it is that she's drinking. Yes. Is it celery juice? Don't say it is.
No, it is okay. Not celery juice. Definitely no.
Yeah, we don't, just don't do it. I will get through it.
Yes.
You know, but she'll get down, but yes. I don't choose to do that on
water.
Purpose. Oh, okay. Yeah. I can do water.
Yes, water.
That's great. Okay, Vicky, I'll drink the water now. You just sold me. No more just coffee.
Well, water and coffee.
Oh, okay. I like her even more now.
Yes, best friend.
So tell me, what has been happening at Emerald Coast Coins?
Busy as always.
I drove by.
Oh my gosh.
It doesn't stop.
It never stops.
It's like the Grand Central Station of money.
It really is. This is Grand Central Station of Pensacola lately, it seems.
So what are you seeing? Like, what are people doing? Bringing in stuff to sell or buying? What's it happening?
I feel like we've been getting a lot of estate stuff lately. Just, you know, jewelry, you know, which is, you know, I guess not, you know, just well, people bringing in. Some flatware, your old jewelry and stuff from their family, you know, and everything. A lot of people have again been buying gold and silver. We got the new, for those of that have been following, the new Type 2 gold and a silver eagles. They changed the back this year on the gold and silver eagles. There should be pictures posted on our Facebook page. You might have to scroll down a little bit. So we have the Type 2s in of the Silver Eagles, plenty of them. The Type 2 of the Gold Eagles, we have them all except for the 1 ounces, which we can't order. Stop it. And
Dad's going to call soon. Steve's going to call.
He'd be like, girls, behave.
Behave. Okay.
But we have plenty of those in stock, and we will have them at our coin show, the coin show, the Pensacola Numismatic Society coin show that's coming up in a couple of weeks.
It is coming up.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
August 7th and 8th.
That's
going to be in Milton.
Less than 2 weeks away.
Oh, my gosh. I know. Everybody's excited.
So, like, how do you prepare? Are you going to be selling stuff there?
Oh, totally. Selling and buying. Like, we basically pack up the shop and take it to the show.
Who all is coming to this?
Like, in, like...
The world.
Yeah. Everybody, we'll have people from, like, Mississippi, I want to say Louisiana, Alabama, like, just, like, the Gulf Coast. I don't know how far north people come.
Okay.
But, like, just the Gulf Coast area. I don't know how many tables are going to be set up. It's going to be fun, for sure.
And this is in Milton.
So we're having it in Milton. It's going to be at the Santa Rosa County Auditorium on 4530 Spikes Way. In Milton, right off of Avalon Boulevard.
Okay. Does it cost for entry?
Free admission.
Free admission. All right. And that's August 7th and 8th.
Yes.
Something happening in a couple weeks. And it's called the,
Annual Coin and Currency Show. I have it posted on our Facebook page for sure, just so everybody can go and look at the flyer that's on the Facebook page. We have it, the hours posted on our sign. So if you're driving by the shop, you can see that on our sign. You know, I can answer basic questions about it. We are not personally running it. You know, it's not our coin show. It's the
collective.
Coin club. It's the coin club's show. So, okay. Like, you know, I can only answer basic questions about it for sure.
How do you become a member of the coin club?
See, like, I can't answer those types of questions.
Like, is it one
so
of those?
So when you if go you to go, the...
If you're in Fight Club, you don't talk about it? Or
yeah, right. No, I'm not in... I personally am not in the coin club. When you go to the coin show, the coin club members will be there and they will totally give you all that types of information. So much
excellent.
Fun.
Excellent. I love that. I think that it's cool though, in the midst of everything, because I know like there's been setbacks, right?
Yes.
In life.
In general.
Overall.
Yeah.
And I love that y'all changed your hours.
Yeah, I
now,
do too.
Did you, let's see, they're still 9 to 5, closed on the weekends. So, I mean, that gives you the time to recuperate, but you're still so busy.
We are. Like, I don't think we've missed a beat, and our customers have adjusted well.
And now we've got this event coming up next month. I'm trying to see exactly where this location is, because I kind of like to do a pinpoint, and
weird,
I'm having a problem.
So it's a weird, it seems like it's a weird location, but like when you're coming off of Avalon Boulevard and you, it's hard for me to, you should never ask me how to give directions. My brother, my father, my mother, my husband can all attest to this. Do not ask Stephanie for directions.
So you and me should not get in a car together.
No.
This is what I'm learning.
Yes.
Because today I got confused on I-10. So
I could drive down Palafox going downtown and I can still get lost. Like, stop.
And I was on the phone with somebody from here and I was like, wait, is it left or right? Left or right? Well, where are you? I don't know. I think I see a McDonald's.
Yes.
Let me tell you. But we will stick to coins and radio, folks.
There we go.
Okay?
Yes, that's what we do.
We will do. Hey, text or call us 850-437-1620. You want to talk gold? You want to talk silver?
That's at Highway 90 and Avalon. That is where it is located.
I was just there. just there. I don't. Okay.
So
that's perfect.
There
Highway
we go.
Highway 90 and Avalon.
It's at the corner of Highway 90 and Avalon.
I literally know. Okay, now I know exactly what you're talking about. Thank you. Thank you, Dad. He's got our back.
He's keeping us in check.
Yes, he is. Okay, so tell me some new things that have come through the shop.
So the biggest thing, like I said, is the new Type 2 Silver Eagles and Gold Eagles.
Okay.
The 1 ounce Gold Eagles, like I said, we can order those. Those are out of stock right now, but the other stuff we have plenty of. And that's what everybody has been waiting for and anticipating.
Sure.
So we were excited. We've already been through one monster box of the Silver Eagles, which is 500 Silver Eagles. Yeah.
And you're sold out.
Sold out of one. And we bought like three of those. So.
Okay. So let me. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk. All right. Pull up a chair. Yeah. So we've talked a lot in the news about everything being delayed.
Yeah.
Everything is delayed. So is this money is delayed too? And the coins, are they delayed? Like, I'm talking like building materials and all the things. So is there going to be a longer delay to order more coins for the collectors?
These in particular, I don't know that they'll be delayed. If they are, they've been short delays so far. But we got these first run, like as soon as they came out, like we got them.
Oh wow.
Yes, so these were easy. Like we pre-ordered them, we got them as soon as they came out. We were on top of things. We were some of the first people to get them, so we were lucky to have them, and everybody's been running in to grab them.
Excellent. That's what does one cost
right now? They have been right around $36-$37 for the silver ones. I couldn't tell you the gold ones just because I don't know off the top of my head.
36 ish.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Not at all.
That's a perfect birthday present, right?
Birthday,
there.
Graduation, Christmas. Like, they're versatile. That's what we always tell people. If they don't know what to get, we always direct them towards the Silver Eagles because they are just versatile.
And kids, adults, they love them.
Yes.
Let me tell you. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day about, like, how, right, you have money, which I think of money, I think just like pocket change and dollars, and maybe you write a check, and of course, and there's credit cards.
Of course.
But now kids are like talking Bitcoin, and my friends like post about, I should have bought into this, and it could be like a meme coin. I don't know. I don't know anymore. I don't know. But like so much is changing. I was like, next thing that we're going to like start selling and really putting value on is like Pogs. Like those are gonna make
oh my gosh, right?
And you remember Pogs?
Yeah, I totally remember Pogs.
If you remember Pogs, text us 850-437-1620. I think we're right in that age bracket.
We are.
Where it was like, why are you collecting these things? Just like I'm to my kids, why are you collecting? What's something that the kids collect with you, with your boys?
My boys are still into like the Pokemon cards and Magic cards.
That's what I'm talking about. And I don't get it.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what this half squirrel, half dragon is doing.
Exactly.
But the Pogs were so cool to me.
Yes.
Because they had all the things on it.
Oh, we were talking about Garbage Pail Kid cards yesterday.
What? You know what? I haven't seen those in a minute.
Yeah.
Listen, if Emerald Coast Coins starts selling those bad boys, you're going to be seeing me right at the front of the door, with my face pressed against the glass waiting to open
it.
Hey, 850-437-1620. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Stephanie is here from Emerald Coast Coins. You can give us a call. You can text us a picture. If she can't identify it,
guess what? They can come to the store and show us in person.
You can show Greg in person.
Yes. He is the one. He gets mad when I say that, but I can't help it if I think he knows everything. He's brilliant.
He really is. He's the money guy. He just can like pull things out of his brain you just didn't know existed, and they're all facts.
They are.
So just they saying, are. Take that, Google. Yes.
Exactly. Take that, Google. We have to debunk Google and Etsy and eBay quite often. And
oh, tell me more about that.
Yes. People will just throw things up there on Google and Etsy and eBay, and they'll be like, this penny right here is super rare. And it's a one of a kind, and it's worth like $30,000. It's like, yeah, it's $30,000.
Oh,
and we're like, but no. Like, I have a bag right here full of the same coin. So I'll sell them all to you for $100, and you can go make $30,000 a piece. And they're not usually super thrilled when I say that kind of stuff. But, you know, I have a book. We call it, it's a red book. Whitman puts it out every year. It's a red book. And it's got all the American coins in there.
Yes.
Yes. They're super amazing books. And they're great for information. So I tell people, you know, we're here for information. We're here to help educate you. And the Whitman books are great for that, too. Or the Red books, great for that, too. You know, they're great for information, not for prices so much because they're high retail prices. But they're going to show you what the best, quote unquote, errors are. And they're going to show you, like, how many of the coins were minted. And that'll help you number down, you know, what you're really looking for. I'm not saying don't look for errors. You know, we're not saying, you know, don't be into it, because it's so great to have people come in there and look for these things and try and find this stuff. It's exciting to get out there and look for these things because we all do it.
Yeah.
You know, we all look for these things.
We're treasure hunters.
But we can't believe everything we see on the on the internet.
Wait, I think Abraham Lincoln said that. So.
He totally did.
He totally did. Or it was Yoda. One of the two.
One of the two.
Everything on the internet you can't believe. Okay, Dad, we'll stop.
Okay.
So this is the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. We're talking coins. We're talking money, dollar bills. Also, just so you know, you can take your scrap jewelry as well to Emerald Coast Coins.
Yes.
Sell it off. Buy yourself some money instead.
Yes. And by scrap jewelry, we mean jewelry you don't wear anymore. It doesn't have to be broken. Mm-hmm. Gold or silver. We can test it for you if you're not sure. You know, we don't buy copper, we don't buy stainless steel, but gold and silver we buy. Old jewelry, if you're not sure what it is, we test it, we weigh it up, we buy it based off of the price of the gold at the time, the carat of the gold, all of that stuff. We ask that you come in before 4 o'clock because it involves paperwork, you know, so the cops know that I'm doing my job and that you're a good citizen. That's what I like to tell people.
Yes, and you are a part of the Better Business Bureau.
Yes,
the BBB.
We are.
And so actually when I was going to check gold and silver, but that caught my eye. And of course you were just mentioning before, Stephanie was just sharing about how you go online and you want to find something like really rare, really cool for your granddad or whoever is a collector. So they go to, I'm not trying to throw them under the bus, but you know, eBay. And so somebody is selling a wheat penny and they're asking like $4,000 and they're going to say that's the wheat penny that birthed the nation or something.
Right.
Right. probably not, but it's better to double check. And Emerald Coast Coins is a part of the Better Business Bureau. We just talked to Tammy earlier before you were in here about how many scams are out there.
Yeah,
scams exist too when it comes to buying, you know, quote unquote collectibles.
Yes.
On the internet.
Exactly.
Go to a local owned, family owned, veteran owned business.
Exactly.
And meet Bubba.
And meet Bubba. I'm glad he doesn't listen and just dad does.
But it's, I think that you know, it's just a good reminder that you guys do your homework and you double check everything.
We do. We've been doing, you know, we've been here for 19 years now. You know, we've put a lot of our heart and dedication into this. You know, we want to make sure everybody gets the best information they can, even if they don't, you know, stick with us. Even if they, you know, even if they do decide to go somewhere else, we want to give everybody the best information that they can get and make sure that they go out knowing more than they did when they came in. That's our main purpose and that's our main goal.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we want to make sure they're educated and that they know what they're getting.
It's like a museum / school / shop.
Yes, because Dad's metal detecting little area is in there, and he loves to show that off.
And there's more than just coins.
Totally more than just coins.
I think he pulled out like a samurai sword on me one day. It was all in good fun.
All in good fun. I think it was, what is that sword? It's a... I can't remember the kind of sword. It is not a samurai sword, but it's a cool sword.
I know it wasn't a samurai sword.
I know, but now you
first
said that.
Thing that
I know. Gosh, now I'm going to think about it all day long.
Was it Civil War or something?
Yeah, it's a special sword. It's a, yeah. He's going to probably text us a man and be like,
yes,
girls. Sorry, Dad.
Sorry about that. Okay, so moving on. 850-437-1620. Actually, so somebody just texted me and I wanted to know what's the deal with gold lately. I don't know. What is the deal
what
with gold?
Is
she acting up?
Yeah, right. She's actually pretty flat today. She's been right around 1800 today and yesterday. I wished I knew more why she was acting the way she's acting.
Yeah, what's her deal?
I don't know. We keep waiting to see what's going to happen. Gold and silver have been right around that $1,800, $25 mark. You know, we just keep buying and selling. Even if we bought stuff when it was higher, you know, we buy and sell regardless. That's how we stay in business.
Yeah.
You know, we don't hold things back.
It's true.
It's true.
And it's the proof is in the pudding. And like you said, you're busy. People
yes.
are coming and going. And it's still happening. So here, I didn't refresh it. That's my problem. I'm like, why isn't this refreshing? So I'm trying to look at silver.
Yeah,
what did you say silver was?
Like 25, 20-ish, somewhere in there.
Okay. All right. It looks like it's just fluctuated a little bit, actually,
and it
since
will.
Yesterday.
It will, yep, it just a smidge.
And so, how do they gauge that fluctuation?
I have no idea. So just when I think I have it figured out,
and
everything throws me like,
right?
Yeah, because like the, you know, the market's all like tanked the other day, and like gas still stays the same, and we're like, well, everything else is falling. Of course, gas is staying the same. Like it should drop too. Whatever. Just like when I think everything should be figured out, no.
As is life.
Nothing gets figured out.
It's very true. I will say, so Stephanie is wearing a Disney shirt today.
I am.
Yeah, she's our Disney gal. She's the go-to. Are you headed there anytime soon?
November.
Oh, so you are like planned out in advance.
Yes.
Like we need to know these things. I will say you should have a coin made of you and the kids at Disney.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just saying, throw out ideas.
Yes.
Good birthday presents. Just hint, hint.
Hello, that would be amazing. It costs a good bit of money to get coins done, but you can have like silver coins made with like emblems and like your own stuff made on it, but it costs money.
I can make my own currency.
You can, like silver, like bullion. Oh my gosh, you can have it like etched in there and stuff. It's amazing.
Like the Jenna Bar dollar.
Yes.
I'm trying to think.
Oh my gosh.
The Jenna Bala.
Hello.
Listen-y. This is a Stephanie Dala. Like we could be just the money twins.
Just
or
go out
something.
There, just like toss them out to people. Here we are.
Take this, peasants. Like let me tell you. Don't tempt me with a good time. That would be hilarious, actually. You know,
we go to Mardi Gras floats.
That's right.
I like Mardi Gras to blooms.
Actually, that's kind of a good idea. In fact, the kids love those. Like,
they do. We have a lot in our store from, I think Dad bought a huge collection of them from like old Mardi Gras, like from New Orleans.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But they're fun.
They are fun.
And the kids will always play with them. And then when they get older, they keep them in like a little treasure box and go back and look at them.
Yes.
And that's kind of like when you think about money and times change and everything. I like to keep like certain coins that are just prettier to me.
Oh, I do too.
And I tuck them away, even just like a penny.
I do
and
too.
I'm like, it just looks super shiny.
Oh yes, we have you know, the foreign coin boxes that we have that my brother will usually look at the foreign coins, but if I see one like with a pretty little butterfly on it, they're not expensive at all. They're just foreign coins. We buy and sell them by the pound usually, but one of them has like a butterfly on it. I'm like, "Oh, it's so pretty. I need this in my life." My husband's like, okay.
I love it. Butterflies are my favorite.
Yes.
So of course I would want to hold on to that. I think there was I want to say it was like it was a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say it was from Utah.
Probably.
It was like a Utah.
Yes.
Quarter. It was so cute. I don't know if that's how you can really describe a quarter.
Yes, you can.
But it was adorable, and so I tucked it away into like one of my jewelry boxes. Because I thought, you know, I don't know. I just will look at it later on.
They're memories.
And they don't take up, like, any space.
They don't.
That's the thing. And, also here's another fun thing that I saw a couple weeks ago. And this is just an idea because we've talked before about, like, displaying
yes.
your coins.
Yes.
So somebody took coins. I don't really remember how they said they mounted it. But they had coins from, like, throughout the years. I want to say they were, like, pennies and quarters, but all the different years that mm-hmm. they were married to their spouse. I mean, they're still married,
right?
But they collected them, you know, and they mounted them to like this really cool, like green, dark forest green felt, and framed it like in a shadow box.
Yeah, so we have you can get like little shadow boxes and like little. There's ways you can do that. I couldn't explain it, but I have a customer who made one like that, and he like put these little air tights together and put it in felt and made like a nice little shadow box out of it too. So pretty.
So pretty.
And it doesn't mess up the coin.
Oh, see, that's the my next question was like, how do you mount it without, you know, bothering
Very
the integrity?
Carefully.
Okay. Because I know they can turn greenish, that greenish
they can.
Cakey color.
Yes. And that's with old PVC, they would turn the greenish cakey color. We don't have anything that has PVC in it anymore. So that is something you're very careful about. We don't clean coins because cleaning coins can totally devalue the coins. So don't clean a coin. If you ever bring them in, leave them the way they are.
Even with the green.
Bring them in and, you know, we can help you with that.
Very cool. Hey, we have about a minute left here. Let me tell everybody where
we're located.
Where we're at.
1811 Creighton Road, right past the
Lanier.
Lanier Light. You
okay,
knew
I
was going to say it.
I got you. Drove by yesterday,
yes.
So I got you.
right past that Lanier Light. That's new/not new. Diagonally across from that Tom Thumb. Our phone number is 850-473-1515. You can find us on Facebook and message me on there if you have any questions. I'm pretty quick about answering.
Yeah. Find them on Facebook Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
Yes.
Saturday and Sunday closed. Give us the information for that event one more time.
Yes, the event is August 7th and 8th, Santa Rosa County Auditorium, 4530 Spikes Way, Milton. It's on our Facebook page, Saturday 10 to 5, Sunday 9 to 3. Free admission.
Free admission on the corner of
90 and Avalon.
Yes, nailed it.
Yeah.
Stephanie, always a good time.
Yes.
I'll
Thank
see you.
You
soon.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, don't go anywhere. We're going to chat with My Father's Arrows when we come back. They want to invite you to a very special event that will impact children's lives and our community overall. So stay tuned to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm